There we go. Okay.
That's it.
All right. I'm here to ask some questions. I've got Joe Nidavaggi. And I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Steve Evans.
Steve Evans. Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm going to try to find some good questions here for you.
All right.
All right. This one, I'm sure you guys get a lot, but it's a passionate question. When will we see a return to the vintage line? Would it be possible to get another retail exclusive out there to carry the vintage line like how Walmart does the Black Series?
You know, I always give the same answer, and I'm self-conscious of it because you guys probably think it's lip service, but the vintage collection will return. We actively talk about it. We have plans. I can't tell you when or how or where, but, I mean, your fans should rest assured that it will be back. You know?
It's on the table somewhere, just
it absolutely,
undetermined
it
time
frame. It absolutely is, yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing to know because that is, in my opinion, the best packaging design that's ever been done.
I agree with you.
It worked back in the 70s, and it looks beautiful on the recent ones you guys did. So.
Awesome. It's awesome. Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. This one is kind of an out there question. All right. Mm-hmm. On forums like my own, where we tend to focus on customizing as well as just collecting, they were wondering if there would be any way that Hasbro could team up with the fans to create new figures out of the existing tooling you guys already have without creating new pieces or maybe, you know, a minor new piece here and there to create new action figures. Is that anything?
To create new characters?
Well, not new characters, but like, say, like Rebel Technicians, you can do like different heads. Like, if we had the Technician body in the Scramble and Yavin pack. You can do stuff like that with different heads, different accessories. You can make ground crew guys.
So I think you know, clearly, absolutely happy to work. I mean, we get a lot of inspiration from forums and websites like yourself, and we kind of see what people are saying. And some people throw ideas, and they go, oh, that's kind of cool. Why don't we look at that and do something like that? So collaborating is cool. We collaborate already, even though sort of quietly, clandestinely. Kind of like I grab my breakfast, I have my cereals, and I check. You're on my favorite list, and I cut it down and check it all out. Oh, at the end of the day, that'll have to kind of go through Lucas, rightly so. The sort of, you know, a costume that we think is very kind of similar between two characters may be slightly different.
Oh,
so
yeah, of course.
We have to do that. But I encourage people to kind of come up with suggestions like if you took this, this, and this, you could make this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, keep doing that. I mean, we're watching and listening. It might be something.
This is an interesting question here. My readers wonder to what degree is Lucasfilm's involvement regarding figures. Do they determine the size, you know, between 3 3/4 inch, 12 inch, and we know that, you know, Disney's now in charge of that. But to what degree do they step in and say, well, we need a certain number of figures in this scale, a certain number in this scale? Do they do anything like that or no?
Not really. I mean, they're custodians and guardians of the story and the characters and the aesthetics and the looks and things. I mean, we have very close conversations with them, but we'll recommend, you know, what sizes and how many in each based on our business needs and consumer needs and audience needs. And they're equally respectful of us knowing our business, and we're equally respectful of them knowing the story and stuff. So, but it's not black and white. It's not like you only approve this and we'll decide. There's open conversation.
They don't have to say we need 12 6-inch figures.
No, okay. Not at all.
That's what my readers are curious about here. Let's see. This one, one of my readers wrote in. They want to know why you guys decided to focus on the 6-inch when 3.75 have been so successful over the last, you know, almost 40 years now. And then, well, again, the super articulation question comes in.
You know, we... Super articulated 3 3/4 was it is still successful. They're very expensive figures to make, and there's also sort of a kind of a price threshold that I think most fans are willing to pay for it. We saw what Marvel was doing with 6-inch. We saw an opportunity to bring in an entire new fan base, and also there was an interesting sort of component of we can kind of start a scale over again, where anybody can get into it. You know, hardcore collectors, kind of more casual fans. 3 3/4 is sort of like kind of being a wine connoisseur. It's like so deep, there's so much there. It can be intimidating. So we started it off to see how it was gonna do, and it took off like wildfire, and it's really phenomenal. So now we're in this kind of situation where we're like, Black Series is this behemoth. Our 3 3/4 inch 5-point articulated line is doing great. And we, of course, want to keep 3 3/4 inch super articulated there for the hardcore fans that want it. So it is a balance. I mean, I'm personally really happy that we have the three, and they're all kind of doing well in their own right, as opposed to only having one or the other. So.
And we're constantly looking at trying to address that balance.
Exactly.
You know, we're not deaf or blind. We kind of know that there are collectors who want it and have had times when they were almost like our only audience. You know, 10 years ago, there wasn't really a kid audience.
Yeah.
Now we have a kid audience, and I believe wholeheartedly, as I'm a collector as well, that we owe it to the kids. We all fell in love with Star Wars when we were kids. They were 5.9
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that's why we do it, but, you know, kids need to be able to get into it, and we believe that kids like the 5.9 articulator. They like getting, I want them to be able to get more than one, or they keep it consumable so they can tell stories, fall in love with it, and be the collectors when we're sitting in our wheelchairs. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you got to bring your blood in. That's a very important thing.
Absolutely. But we are very aware that, you know, balance is it changes like yearly, like the what balance. So we always try and address that as we go forward. Yeah.
This one, I don't know how much you'd be able to answer this. This says, since there's no Walmart in most of Europe, importers are charging insane amounts of money for the Black Series figures, the 3 3/4 inch. Is there any way that Hasbro can assure access to these figures for people in the EU, not the expanded universe, the European Union, for normal rates, so they're not, you know, mortgaging a house to buy the whole wave.
I know. You know, so ASDA in the UK specifically has sort of the rights to that Walmart exclusive. And every region has access to any exclusive that we put out there. So the access is there. You know, this actually came up last New York Comic Con. Europe and specifically right now, the prices that are being charged for figures because of tariffs, because of all the kind of stuff, they are higher than the States. And it's something that we're actively talking with our team with, trying to manage, figure out, you know, how we can optimize that. So on the one end, the pricing conversation is a little different than the access. We are always in contact with EU. They know how important this is, and you know, they're trying to find, you know, new paths for that to be accessed by the folks out there. So just give us a little time.
Yeah, I saw somebody posted a picture earlier today. I saw it on Facebook. The average standard 5-point figure is like $16.99 over there, and the 2-packs are almost $30. Well, $30 whatever their monetary unit is.
I know. Yeah, it's certainly not by design on our end. No. Yeah.
If I could design a figure for $16.99, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, you're driving a Ferrari, right?
Yeah. All right. Here's one. Again, it deals with articulation, but this is a bit of a different question. Has Hasbro considered some form of middle ground for articulation? Instead of a 5 POA versus, you know, exclusive super articulated, what about something along the lines of 8 points? Elbows, shoulders, head, waist, knees. The price would increase slightly, and perhaps people would be a little more happy. You wouldn't have to hear all these questions over and over again. And they would add a little more playability. Because there's another company that makes the reaction toys, Funko. Sure. They introduced a 9-point line, and they charge like a dollar more than the 5 points. Is there any possibility of something like that?
So I think we're kind of, the 5-point articulators are kind of like standard. And on occasion, and I'll grab a figure, you know, on occasion you'll get the ability to kind of put extra articulation in here or there, or we'll have, on some of them, wrists will move and things like that. So we look at case-by-case character. And so, you know, we've made speeder bikes with the first order speeder bike for in 2015 for episode 7. You know, it had knees. Because it needs, it has to have knees. So we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it going forward. I don't know. But it's interesting to hear that kind of middle ground idea.
It'd be like a case-by-case basis, depending on the character and his needs.
But we've got to maintain that consumability price. I mean, that's important for us. But I'm not purposefully saying, don't put any elbows on that.
Right.
It's just, you've got to weigh that up against deco and sculpting.
Of course, you've got to buy the stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I fully understand all these things, but it's my reason.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate the idea of middle ground. It's a good point. It's a healthy situation.
This is an interesting one, and this is probably something I might have to work with Walmart with. Somebody said, is there a chance we will see multi-packs for the 3.75 Black Series? But they said not like the Entertainment Earth Astromechs, because apparently this person doesn't consider them to be real figures, but I think the Astromechs are figures. I have no problem with that.
They're not real figures.
Yeah, I guess because they're not, you know, humanoid.
They don't have feelings like humans.
Yeah, exactly. they're droidish. That's the problem. Yeah. But is there any possibility of, like, multi-packs, gift sets, things like that, possibly through Walmart or another retailer in the old style?
I guess so. I think that, I mean, it's like an exclusive. You know, they have the exclusivity for those figures, and we kind of keep them in those packs. And as you know, we kind of sell that to the box size to go up a different price point as a different offering. We haven't done that, but there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Nothing's stopping us. Yeah.
No,
I guess if you find like the right character combination, they probably jump on it.
It's never really been.
One more. That's it. Okay, let me find a good one. Hold on, 1 second here. All right, here's a great one. This one, actually, I like. I didn't write this one, but I like this one. Is it likely that in some time in the near future, we'd be able to purchase accessory packs, things, additional weapons, helmets, soft goods, exclusive? I'm sorry, they wouldn't have to be exclusive to Walmart, but could be used with past, present, and future lines, you know, super articulated or 5-point articulation.
I was thinking about this the other night, actually, in terms of, you know, sort of unusual exclusives or different ways to kind of add more for the, to the play and display value. You know, we do the props that Ben Kenobi had, the table, the layer, we do bases for Jin, and we're kind of doing all this other stuff in your vehicles and things. So the idea of, I pulled out an old episode one, kind of 1999 pack of
the
stuff. Like the Jedi breathing underwater kind of stuff. And it was, that's kind of interesting. We haven't got any plans to do that, but I'm not.
Probably be a fairly low price point too. You could probably get it out there for $10 or less.
It would need to be kind of more of an it would need to be kind of an exclusive, because I don't know whether we've got necessarily a price point for that, but there's no reason why.
You guys did one years ago with Target, where it was one figure and a bunch of accessories based on whatever specific film it was. Mm-hmm. You could probably get away with something like that. A generic army builder, a bunch of gear for them. They can outfit them however they want.
It's a cool idea.
Everybody wants more accessories. I mean, granted, I have like 10,000 accessories in a box at home, but there's new collectors who don't. The kids just getting into it with the movies now.
Yeah. Okay. That's a healthy suggestion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stuff packs.